How? Gabriel Heater.
Good evening, everyone. The news all Japan has been waiting to hear is finally in. Who bombed Tokyo on April 18th? Now it can be told. They were American army bombers. It came in broad daylight. It came out of nowhere. Every plane flying low, straight to its appointed military objective. Fires raged in Japan for 2 days. Japanese casualties may have gone as high as 4,000. That's tonight's story on that raid over Tokyo on April 18th. Now it can be told. Japan calls Pearl Harbor her great surprise. Bombs falling on Japan were surprise and shock combined. And we're told tonight just how it happened, how American Army flyers turned into shortwave radio sets came over Japan just in time to hear her leading propaganda liar putting on a show. He was broadcasting in English. They heard him discourse on how pleasant everything was in Japan, sweet and peaceful, how good it felt to realize war would never come to Japan. Then came a dead silence, and a moment later, hell broke loose, and the broadcaster forgot about sweetness and light and told everybody Japan was being bombed, told of planes flying at great speed and blazing a trail of destruction. And a moment later, he implored everybody to pray for rain. The only rain Japan had came from explosives, explosives smashing industrial, military, and naval installations of every kind. It was so bad Japan had to fight fire 2 days and 2 nights. The rice, paper, and matchstick buildings of Tokyo and Yokohama had a baptism of fire Japan would never forget. It was tornado, hurricane, and earthquake all in one. And now Japan knows it was an American courtesy call. And Japan knows a good many more calls are coming. But what she was most anxious to know remains a great mystery tonight. How could American bombers get to Tokyo and where from? The answer is still the one President Roosevelt gave a lady visitor when she asked him. They came from Shangri-La, Lost Horizon Country.